Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. We are one Daf away from finishing this Masechta, and we begin on the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Omid Beis towards the bottom. We're learning today Leili Nishmas Henry Vogel. I don't have his Hebrew name. All the Nishams we learned for should have an Aliyah. So we start off with the Mishnah, and we quote, But Pesach on Pesach, Korim B'Parishas Moados Shel Toras Kohanim. On Pesach, we read the laning on what's known as the Parishas Moados. The Toras Kohanim is always where we refer to Sefer Vayikra, and here we're referring to the Moados, which is read several times a year. We'll read this twice a year on Sukkot, so once a year on Pesach, that's known as Shor Chesav Oeis, Kiv Olei. And this is from Vayikra Chav Beis, Psukim Chavav, and onwards. And these Psukim mention all the Moados of the year, and that's why it's read both on Pesach and on Sukkot. Then after that, on Atzeres, the Mishnah tells us, Atzeres is always what we refer to as Shavuos. So we read Shavuos, Shavuos, which is from the end of Re'eh. There it deals with the Shlosh Regalim, so that's an appropriate subject matter for Shavuos. And we, in Chutz Laretz, we read this as well on Sukkot, and we read this as well on Shavuos, where we have the extra days Leini that needs to be put in. So we read this because it deals with the Shlosh Regalim. The Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, the laning is from B'chodesh Hashvi, B'chod L'chodesh, also from this parasha of the Moados, as we said, because it deals with the laning of Rosh Chodesh. And B'yom HaKippurim, we read from Achrimos, the parasha's Achrimos, because there it deals with the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Again, each one is related to the subject matter of the day in some way. B'yom Tov Rishon Shochag, on the first day of Sukkot, Karim the Parish is Moados Vitoris Kohanim. We also read again from Shor Chesav O'Eis, same exact laning. On Sukkot, we actually read it both the first day and the second day, as we'll see in the Gemara. Today's shir is really going to be about all the lanings of the year. And Vishar Koyimos Chag, the rest of the days of Sukkot. Sukkot, again, is always referred to as Chag. We read the Korbanos Chag. We read in Parshas Pinchas with all the different Korbanos that were brought during Sukkot. And Sukkot, there was a unique carbon brought every day of Chol HaMoed, as opposed to Pesach. It was the same carbon every day. That's why the laning on Sukkot details the specific Korbanos of that day, as opposed to on Pesach. We have a Maftir that deals with the carbon, but it's the same carbon every day, and therefore the laning is different every day on Pesach. Then it tells us B'Chanukah. On Chanukah we read in the parasha of the Nesiim, B'Nesiim, and this deals with the Nesiim bringing their korbanos by the Chanukah Samizbeah, so that's why it's appropriate for Chanukah. On Purim, we have, of course, the mitzvah of wiping out Amalek, Chamon, so we read from the end of B'Shalach, V'yavu Amalek. Rosh Chodeshim and Rosh Chodesh, as we know, we read Rosh Chodeshim, again from Parshas Pinchas, which deals with the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And on the Mamados, which we discussed many times, we read from Maisa Bereshis. That's the Maimed, the group of people that was representing Kali Yisrael both in the Beis HaMikdash and then in the Gvulin, in the cities. So they would gather, and those people from the Mishmar, so that was known as the Maimed, so they would go and read each day from Maisa Bereshis, even against the regular laning of Monday and Thursday. The Maimed laning from Bereshis would knock it off. For the very beginning of Bereshis, Maisa Bereshis, which if you remember back from the Gemara in Tanis, we explained why, and we'll see it again in the Gemara inside over here. Then it says, B'tanios, Antanios, we read from the Brachos and Kloses, we turn to Lamed Omid Aleph. And this is the Tokacha that we have, as Rashi tells us, from B'chukosai. And the reason for this, Rashi tells us, Lodia shall iske hachet bo paranus liolam, because of sin does, unfortunately, destruction and bad things come to the world, and that's to remind us, force us to do tshuva, v'yachzu v'tshuva, v'notzlu mitzora she'misan olam. Whatever tzora we're fasting for, hopefully are recognizing that it came about because of us, and not there's some happenstance, but this way we will hopefully do tshuva. Okay, then the Mishnah tells us, Eimavsikin b'klolos ella echad koriyas kula. We don't make interruptions in the klolos. And we're reading the Tochacha, we don't stop, but we read it through. The person who gets the Aliyah starts off a little bit before the Tochacha, so you should start off with something good, as the Gemara is going to tell us, and you read through the entire Tochacha, and you read a little bit afterwards, so you shouldn't end on a bad note. But one person reads it, we don't make pauses or have sakos in the Tochacha. And the Gemara will explain why, because it will appear as if the person is, doesn't want to hear the Tocha, doesn't want to hear the Musa. So we let somebody else continue. Then the Mishnah continues, and it tells us, on Mondays and Thursdays, And on Mincha and Shabbos, B'Sheni v'Chamishi v'Shabbos v'Mincha. So what do we learn then? Korin Kesidrin. We read the regular parsha of the week. Wherever you left off on Shabbos morning, you finish the parsha. So we're going to finish them here at Hashem this Shabbos. Parsha's bow. So then we'll start reading B'Shalach by Mincha time, and then we'll read it Monday. We'll read it Thursday, as we all know. V'Ein Olin lehem min acheshbon. But the Mishnah tells us that that doesn't allow you to say we've learned that already. So on Mincha you start read Rishon of B'Shalach, and then on Monday you read Sheni B'Shalach. On Thursday, you read Shlishi B'Shalach, and then on Shabbos morning, you start off with Revi'i B'Shalach. That's not the way it works, although there is an opinion that says that. As we'll see, that's why our Mishnah tells us that, no, you read the same Rishon, or sometimes it's a little bit less than Rishon, sometimes a little bit more than Rishon. You read that Aliyah on Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, on Monday and Thursday, all the same laning, and then you start again and reread that on the following Shabbos morning. Okay, we all know that. Just this Mishnah is very, very basic in terms of teaching us Jewish practices. And who goes to Shul, Baruch Hashem, they know a lot of this, albeit we'll see that some of the lanings and the maftirs and haftaras that are brought down over here by the Gemara are not followed halacha l'maisa. And what is the source for not following them? So we have Masechah Sofrim and other Gaonic sources have turn the common practice a little bit different sometimes than what the Gemara explained. How do you go against the Gemara? So the basic, simplest answer, Lanias Dati, there are many answers that are given, but the simplest answer is that the Gemara is not telling us it's Isser obligatory. The Gemara is telling us you have to learn in Yonah Diyoma. You have to have something dealing with the subject matter of the day, the special, unique day that it is, so the lading should reflect that. But Lav Dafka, is this the only way to reflect it? And each generation, the Chazal will give them the authority, so to say this is a more appropriate lading for our time than that time. And ultimately, this was codified in the days of the Gaonim, and therefore most of our customs today are based really upon the Gaonic customs and decisions in terms of what to lay in. But there are sources, either in Masechah Sofrim or from the Gaonim, or sometimes other sources that tell us that sometimes we don't follow the suggestion that the Gemara had made as to what to lay on this day. There are other reasons as well, that's the simplest reason. Okay, then where do we see the whole idea that you're supposed to have leanings that are Minyana Diyoma? So this is based upon Shinema. The Pasuk tells us, Pasuk again from the Torah's Kohanim, the Moados that we Shoro Kesef O'Eis. So it tells us over there, Mitzvason, Sheyu Korin, Kol Echod Yechod Bizmano. The Moado, it tells us. Moshe Esmodei Hashem O'Bnei Yisrael teaches that we should be talking about the Moadim at the appropriate time. So therefore, the Moado and the subject matter appropriate for that day is laid on that day. Okay, now we start off with the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, the Brisa begins, Biyom, now it says Biyom B'Pesach, B'Pesach, but it really means Biyom HaRishon Shel Pesach. Why it doesn't say that? There are suggestions as to why not. Some are Gores over here that it actually does say it. And some are Gores over here that it says the Parashas Moados Shibitoris Kohanim. So we're clear that this is talking about Shor Kesef O'Eis, which is read on the first day of Pesach. And as I mentioned, it's also read on both days of the first days of Sukkot. Okay, so we read the Braisa tells us, the Braisa is going to expand a little bit on what the Mishnah said. So the Braisa tells us that Korim Parashas Moados Shibitoris Kohanim Umaftirin, and the Navi that we're going to say the Haftorah on is Pesach B'Gilgal. This is from Yehoshua, and it deals with the first Pesach that the Klal Yisrael did in Gilgal during the days of Yehoshua when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. Now, our Mishnah really didn't speak about Yontif Sheni Shel Galios, so the Braisa does expand on the Mishnah and tells us, well, Idden, nowadays, Dikatre Yomei, that we're living here in Bavel, as opposed to the Mishnah, which was in Eretz Yisrael. So in Bavel, what do we do on the second day of Pesach, the Sveika Dioma, Yontif Sheni Shel Galios, so the second day of Pesach? So Yom Kama, the first day in Galus, we read the Pesach Gilgal. That's no different than in Eretz Yisrael. Well, Lamachar, on the second day of Yontif Sheni Shel Galios, we say the Haftorah from Yoshio, the Pesach Yoshio. This is the famous story where Yoshio finds the Sefer Torah opened up to the Tochicha. They submit in disrepair, and he really has a tremendous turnaround. Yoshio is a phenomenally great king. Nebuch, he died, we mentioned many times, at the hands of Paro Nicho when he thought Klal Yisrael was in a much better place than they were. He had done unbelievable improvements, but there still were some people that worshipped the Avodah Zarah, and Yoshio killed Nebuch. And he didn't listen to Yirmiyahu to say that let the Paro Nicho and his Mitzrayim army come through the land to go fight against Asher. And he held them up, and he was never killed. So we read that Haftarah because it deals also with them rebringing the Korban Pesach, which hadn't been brought in such a long period of time. Yehoshua HaMelech reinstituted doing that. Now, it doesn't tell us what they lay on the second day of Pesach. In Chutz Laaretz, the Gemara, in a few moments, will go tell us that. So here the Braisa just continues and tells us, Ushayim Osa Pesach, the rest of the days of Pesach, Cholamoy Pesach, what do you read? Malaki, you gather in from a number of different places in Chumash for Kori Minyanish Pesach. You pick from various places in Chumash in Yonah de Pesach, and you read the Malaki for Kori Minyanish Pesach. Mahi, what exactly do we read? So Amar Papa, we have a simon, Mapu. Mapu Simen. What does Mapu stand for? So Mapu is the first words of the psukim that we're going to read from. What are they? So these are the four readings that we read on Chol HaMoed Pesach. So the first one, the Mem, that's a remez to the Kriya of Mishchu. The Mem is Mishchu, Chul Chantzol Mishcho Seichem, V'Shachatu HaPesach. That's in Parshas Bo. And that deals with the Korban Pesach, so that's appropriate for a Pesach lading. The second, the Aleph, that stands for Im Kesef Tal V'Ami from Parshas Mishpatim. And that deals with the Shlosh Regalim, so therefore that's an appropriate laning for Pesach. Then the next letter is the Pei. That's from Pesol L'choshne L'chos Avrim Karishonim. That's from Parshas Kisisa, which again deals with the Luchos and mentions the Shlosh Regalim. And finally, the Vav in Mapu. So that's Vayidaber, Hashem Moshe B'Midbar Sinai, V'yasu V'nei Yisrael, that's a Pesach. So this is from Bamidbar, and this deals with Pesach Sheni, so therefore it's again appropriate laning for the Chol HaMoed days. Now what about the last day of Pesach? On Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Pesach, what do we lay then? So we all know, we read the Shira, because that happens to be on the seventh day. That's very specific that we had Kriyas Yam. So read Vayhi B'Shalach U'Maftirin, and the Haftorah is from David. David, why is that specifically? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves David HaMelech from his enemies, from Shaul. And therefore, just like we were saved at the Yam Suf, so this is a salvation, and that's why it's an appropriate Maftir laning. And it actually is a Shira as well. By David, David la Hashem is Divri Hashira Hazo, so that's why it's very appropriate for Parashah Shira. And it also has the way that a Shira is written, just like the Shira in the Torah is written differently, so the Shira in this half Torah is written differently as well, so it's very appropriate. And then, Ulamachar, when you're dealing over here with Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galias, we read Kol HaBachar, which we mentioned before, is the laning that deals with the Shlosh Regalim in Re'eh. And the Maftir is Od Hayom, which is the Nevuah that Yeshayahu talked about Sancheriv's falling. So he prophesied that Sancheriv would fall, and that was on the 15th day of Nisan. So therefore, it's appropriate for Pesach. The Gemara continues and says, Amar Abaye, Abaye tells us, via Idna nowadays, Nog Omul Mikre Meshach Turah, Kadesh Bechaspa, Pesol Bimidbara, and Shalach Buchra, the laning for the 8 days of Pesach, including Chol HaMoed Pesach and including Yom Tov Sheni. So you have 8 days of Pesach, and Chutz Laaretz follows this mnemonic. So the mnemonic we'll see is Moshach Torah. Each of the 2 days goes together to make some sense in this mnemonic. So Moshach Torah, draw the Torah, the shore, the ox, and Kadesh B'Kasbi, you go and Makadesh a woman with Kesef. Psal B'Midbara, go and chisel out over here the Luchos in the desert, and Shalach Buchra, and go and send out the firstborn. So therefore, this makes a little bit of a sense as a mnemonic, and it explains the laning of each day. What is the laning of each day? So it's very, very straightforward as well. We already said that the Mem was for Mishru, and the laning that we do on the second day of Pesach, which we did not mention before, so that is Shor V'Kesev A. So that's the laning that we do on Sukkot. So here's when we do that on the second day of Pesach. That's the Torah. Then Kadesh, that's the parasha in Bo of Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, and that obviously deals with the Tzitzit Tzitzrayim and the Korban Pesach. Then we read in Kesef Talveh Samid, we said before, for Mishpatim, which deals again with the Shlosh Regalim. On the fifth day, we read Psal Luchah, which is Vayom Hashem Moshe Psal Luchah Shnei Luchos Havanim, and that deals as well with the Shlosh Regalim in the parasha. And then on the sixth day, which is the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, which is Bamidbara, which we said, Zayav Hashem Moshe Bimbar Sinai Begomer, and it says, Vayasu Vnei Yisrael Esa Pesach Bimordo, and that's the Pesach Sheni. And on the seventh day, we said, we read the Shira, that's Shlach, Okay, v'hi b'shalach paros ha'am, and on the eighth day, which is in Chutz Laretz, so we read Buchra, which is kol ha'buchara she'yivole. Where it continues, says, Batzeres and Shavuos, we said already, Shavuos, Shavuos, we read the parish again from Re'eh, that deals with Shavuos, Shavuos specifically, and deals with all Shlosh Regalim, which is why we really read this parasha of Kol HaBachar. We read that in all the Shlosh Regalim in Chutz La'aretz, and we have Maftir, or Maftirin, B'Chabakuk. We read about Chabakuk, where it's talking there about Inyone Matan Torah, so therefore that's appropriate Haftorah for Shavuos. Acheromim, however, that is not the opinion of the Acherim. The Acherim say to read on Shavuos B'chodesh HaShlishi, L'tzeis Mei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim B'yom Hazeh Abo Midbar Sinai, which deals with the giving of the Torah on Har Sinai, Mayim at Har Sinai. And that is what we actually lay. We do not lay in Eretz Yisrael Shavuos Shavuos. We only lay in Chutz La'aretz. So in Eretz Yisrael, they lay in B'chodesh HaShlishi, and which is what we lay from Parshas Yisrael on Shavuos morning. We read the Maaseh Merkava from Yecheskel, which deals again with unbelievable revelations, just like on Matan Torah, there were unbelievable revelations, so too the Maaseh Merkava is an unbelievable revelation. Now, where it says, when we have here in Chutz Laretz, we have Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, so then we read both of these leanings, but we just switch it around. Avdinon Kitavayu, we read both of these two leanings, we read from Parshas Yisro about Matan Torah, and we read Kol HaBachar, but we read the Efcha, we read Yisro first day, and we read the second day Kol HaBachar. And in Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day they just read Matan Torah, Parshas Yisro. Brisa continues and says, B'Rosh Hashanah, we read B'Chodesh Hashvi B'Echod L'Chodesh, which deals again with Inyan D'Yoma, that's Shoro Kesef Ways, that's the Parshas HaMoav, that's Moados, so that is appropriate for Rosh Hashanah. And the Maftir, Maftirin, HaBen Yakuli Ephraim. And that Haftorah has Kimide Dabribo, Zoharis Grenu Od, Rachem Arachamenu, Niyom Hashem. So that's from Yirmiyahu. And we allude to the idea that Hashem should remember us and be merciful on us. And that's why that's in Yonah Deyoma. That's the first opinion. The Eish Omer, the second opinion that's brought down is Hashem Pachadis Sara, that Hashem remembered that Sara was barren and she gave her Yitzhak Avinu. And the Maftir, according to this opinion, is Maftirin v'Chana. And we read from Chana, which also deals with a barren woman, Chana, and she was remembered, and she was given Shmuel as her son. And since both of these women were remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, so that's an appropriate laning. And we do both of these today. As the Gemara says, when we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't always that there were 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, but because there was sometimes a delay in the witnesses coming, and they would see the wrong Shira, so the rabbis decreed that even in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Sveka Dioma, it could be considered Kedusha Richta, one long 48-hour single day, and therefore Yom HaKama, in Eretz Yisrael, they also have 2 days, so on the first day, we read Kiyesh Omrim, like the second opinion that we just brought down was Hashem Pakad Esara, and Lomachar, and on the second day, we read not what was said B'chodesh HaShvi, B'chod L'chodesh, but instead we read Relokim, Yisro Sabra, we read about the Kedus Yitzchak, U'maftirin, HaBen Yakel Yifraim, and then we do say the Haftorah from Yirmiyahu of HaBen Yakel Yifraim. So we don't do exactly like the two opinions over here. To a certain extent, we do in terms of the Haftorah. We read both of the two Haftorahs that we mentioned, the Be'achana. On the first day, we read that Saru was remembered. So that is similar that we read that. But the second day, we don't read from Shoro Ches of Oez, even though it has in Yon HaDiyoma. But instead, Chazal Masakin the Akedis Yitzchak, to remind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol of the great Zuchus of the Akedis Yitzchak that should serve us well. And then we read in the Haftorah that Shem should remember us and remember the schus of the Avos, and have mercy on us. The Brisa continues and says, B'yom HaKippurin on Yom Kippur, Koran Achrimos, read Parshas Achrimos, which, as we said, deals with the Avoda of the day, so that's very appropriate. And in the Haftorah, Umaftirin, Kicho Amar Rom V'Nisa. This is from Yeshaya, and it deals with Darkei Hatshuva VeHatainis. So that's what the Mefarshim should bring down, and they're the Inyan Hayom, and that's of course the subject matter of the day. Now, the Mincha, we have laning on Mincha on Yom Kippur, as opposed to only on Yom Tov, and we don't have a special laning by Mincha time, only on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur. So by Mincha, Korn by Arayos, we read the Parsha of the Arayos, which is a somewhat surprising. One might have thought that you're reading about the Arayos on Yom Kippur. One would have thought that that sometime that we would be on a more spiritual matter. So Tosus brings down that it's very appropriate to read from the Arayis on Yom Kippur. Why? Lefisha Noshim Mishkushatos Bishul Kvara Yom. Because the women are all dressed up in their finery. And therefore, Leficha Tzorch Laskiro. You have to put a stark reminder out there, Shloi Koshlu Behen, that men shouldn't go and stumble. They see these beautiful women. Women didn't always come to shul in those days, but on Yom Kippur they would come to shul. They'd see the beautiful women, and Chas Hashom, it could lead to terrible, terrible things. And therefore, that's why the parsha of the Arayis is read. With Medrash Tosus adds, Yesh Lekach Korim Varayis Lefishi Yisrael Osin Remez LaKodesh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash tells us an additional reason for reading about the Arayis. Just like we're not supposed to reveal those women, we're not supposed to unclothe those women and see them in their non-dressed state. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't unclothe us, so to say, and see us in our undressed state, meaning in our state that we are our avonos, our sins, are revealed. So therefore, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu mercy, just like we're not revealing them, so please don't reveal us. Interesting, beautiful idea from the Medrash. Another idea I heard from my Rabbeim is that Arayis is something that is such a prevalent aveira, Rachmon al-Islam. It is such a overriding male thought pattern to think about relations, to think about sex. So therefore, it's such an important thing to remind us of the holiest day of the year, that we have to be holy. One of the ways that we're holy is by treating ourselves properly in this respect, in this regard. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan adds, whenever you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu being called a Ram V'Nisa, he's considered a exalted, elevated idea. So then, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ram V'Nisa, so then you also see expressions about his humility. And we see the Dovah Zekos of the Torah, Mishana B'Neviim, and Mishulis B'Ksuvim. It's such an important idea that it's found in every branch of Tanakh. Where do we see this in the Torah? Kos of the Torah, it says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokeihu Elokim, Vatanei Adonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of all the masters. And then it says right afterwards, Uksiv Basrei, Oseh Mishpat Yosom V'Yamon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure that the humble are taken care of. So this idea that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so mighty, he could, so to say, ignore the widows and the orphans, the unimportant people, sometimes rich people, they only want to hang out with rich people. Arrogant people only want to hang out with the choice people, and nobody wants to hang out with the poor person or the person that's not so handsome, not so good-looking, not so wealthy, etc. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us, no, B'davka, Osei Mishpat, Yosef Yamon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only too happy to be with those most humble people. And this idea is reiterated in Nach, Shanui B'Neviim, where it says, Rom V'Nisa, says in Yeshayah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rom V'Nisa, and Shochein Ad, V'Kadosh, V'Gomer. So, right afterwards, it tells us, Uksiv Basrei, again, V'Yaz Daka U'Shval Ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Daka, that's the people that are poor, and the Shval Ruach, and that are very low, very humble. So therefore, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Rav Menisa, nevertheless wants to be with the low of the people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not below his dignity, Kabayocho, and he's teaching us the lesson that we shouldn't ignore those people. And we see this reiterated in the Ksuvim as well. Shulis B'Ksuvim, the Ksiv, it says, Solu L'Roche B'Aravos B'Kosh Shemo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all the way up in the highest of the heavens. Uksiv Basrei, and right after that it says, nevertheless, Avi Yisomim V'Dayin Amonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with the Yisomim Nebuch, the orphans, and the Amonos and the widows. Then the Brisa continues. We had this aside from Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is not part of the Brisa, obviously. He's in Amora. So the Brisa now continues. Yom Tov Arishon Shochag, on the first day of Sukkot, Korin the Parish of Moad Doshim B'Torah Kohanim. That's Shorva Kesav Eis, as we said already multiple times. And we, in fact, do that, as we'll see, in Chutz Loretz on the second day as well. And the Maftir, on the first day, Umaftirin, Hine Yom Bo La Hashem. We read this Maftir, which is from Zechariah, which deals with the future, where Moshiach will come and take over you, Shalayim, and it deals with Sukkot as well, so therefore, that's an appropriate Haftorah. Where it then adds, for Idno Dika Tre Yome, nowadays in Chutz Loretz, where we have Tre Yome, where there is Sveik of the Yoma, we have Yom Tashen Shogolias, so Lamocha Mikra Hachanami Karina, we also read Shavu Kesavayas on the second day. But Afturei Mai, what's the Haftorah? You don't read the Haftorah twice. So Maftirin, by Kalu El Amelech Shlomo, they gathered and around Melech Shlomo, and this was dealing with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which occurred during Sukkot, so therefore that's a very appropriate subject matter as well. Now, some suggest this is a continuation of this braisa. Others suggest that it is a paraphrase of the Mishnah. In any event, Ushar koyimos chag. What do you read the rest of Sukkot? We know the first 2 days. Kar mikorban shachag. So we go and read about the korbanos each day. As I said, we have the parim go down. We have the 70 parim that are given for the 70 umos of the world, and we start off with 14, then we go to 13, and 12, 11, etc. So each day, one less par is given each day, and therefore, each day's korbanos are different, and therefore the laning for each day deals with the korbanos of that day. And then what do you do on the last day of Sukkot? That was Chol HaMoed. So, Yom Tov Achron, Karin Kol HaBechor. As we pointed out before, we read from Parshas Re'eh, the end, Kol HaBechor, which deals with the Shlosh Regalim. But we don't start in the same place that we do, which is Kol HaBechor. Here on Sukkot, the others, on Shavuos and Pesach, but Shabbos, we also start from Aseret HaSer, but on Sukkot, we always start from Aseret HaSer, even when it's not on Shabbos, and that's because the first part, Aseret HaSer, deals with Mitzvos Uchukim, and then we get to Ubechor, Kol HaBechor. So therefore, we read a longer portion on Sukkot all the time. Umavtirin, and the Haftorah is Vayhi Kechalos Shlomo, when Shlomo finished building the Beit HaMikdash, so that occurred on Sukkot, as we said, so it's very appropriate to lay this on Sukkot. Then in Chutz Loretz, on the last day, Ulamachar, Korin Bezos HaBracha, we read from Bezos HaBracha, and the Haftorah is Umavtirin Vayamot Shlomo, which also again deals with Shlomo davening on behalf of Klai Yisrael, which was at the conclusion of the Chag, after Chanukah HaMizbeach, after the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that explains the Shlosh Regalim. Now, Amar Fun Amar Rav, Shabbos Cholios B'Chol HaShemoyed, when you have the laning that we had described for the Pesach and for Sukkot, so on Chol HaMoyed, so then there's a special laning. So that is Bein B'Pesach, Bein B'Sukkot, Mikra Karina, we read, Re Ata Omer Elai. And the reason for that is because it also deals with the three in Yonim that deal with that day, Shabbos, Shlosh Regalim, and Chol HaMoed. So it encompasses all of them, so that's a very appropriate laning for Chol HaMoed that is on Shabbos, whether it's Pesach or whether it's Sukkot. So we read that laning on both of them. And what do we do for the Haftorah? Haftorah, the Pesach, on Pesach, we read Ha'atzomos HaYeveshos. We read the famous prophecy where Yechezkel goes and brings back the dry bones, the Ha'atzomos HaYeveshos. And that's because according to the different midrashim as to who those Atzomos HaYeveshos were, the Yechezkel brought back. But one opinion was that this was the Bnei Ephraim that left Mitzrayim early when the Asher Yotzu mi Mitzrayim called them Aketz, the Naregu Aidei Plishtim Anshei Gas. And they were killed. They left Mitzrayim early and they were killed. So Yechezkel restored them to life. That's the Atzomos HaYeveshos. More in Sanhedrin, Perek Chelik goes through details as to other potentials as to who those Atzomos HaYeveshos were. Very fascinating in Gemara. In any event, that's what we read on Chol HaMoed of Pesach. And Sukkot, B'yom Bo Gog. We read about Melchemes Gog u'Magog, and that's appropriate because there's a Medrash that says that war will occur around Sukkot's time, and therefore it's appropriate to read about that on Sukkot. So we read it on the Haftorah for Parshas Shabbos Sukkot Chol HaMoed. Then we continue B'Chanukah. We read about the Nesiim. We read from Parshas Noso all the Nesiim and Umaftirim B'Neros Zecharia. And on Shabbos Chanukah, the Haftorah is from Zecharia's famous Nevuah, where he has in his Nevuah a menorah. Now it's possible sometimes that the first day of Chanukah is a Shabbos, and then the last day of Chanukah will be a Shabbos as well. Being Mikloish Day Shabbosos, if it comes out that the two Shabbosos, so then on the second Shabbos, what do we read? So, Kamaisa B'Neres Zechariah. The first one we read this Haftorah from Zechariah. And on the second one, B'Sraisa, we read B'Nero Shlomo. There we read from Melachim Aleph, which it talks about Shlomo Melech making all the utensils for the Beis HaMikdash. So, it talks about the menorah that Shlomo made. Then we continue B'Purim. We read from Parshas B'Shalach, the end, Vayavo Amalek, which deals with, of course, wiping out of Amalek, and that's what Purim is all about, wiping out Haman. And Baruch Shechadashim, we said, Baruch Shechadashim. We read the Parsha from Parshas Pinchas that we're all familiar with, which deals with Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Rosh Chodesh Chol Yos B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, so what's the Haftorah? So we read a special Haftorah, Maftirin, Voyo Midei Chodesh B'Chodesho, which deals, of course, with Rosh Chodesh. Chol Yos B'Yachal B'Shabbos. And here we have a unique situation. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on Sunday, so then the Shabbos the day before, we have a special Haftorah. The Esmol Maftirin Mocher Chodesh, the famous Vayomer Lo Yohanan Mocher Chodesh, which deals with Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, it's a very appropriate Shabbos Haftorah if Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. It's unique somewhat in that you're not dealing so much with that day, but you're dealing with the fact that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Amar Ravuna. Ravuna says in return to Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Rosh Chodesh Av, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh Av comes out on Shabbos, so we read a special Maftir, Haftorah, Maftirin, Chod Shechem, Umuadechem, Sonu Navshi, Hayu Olai L'Torah, that we, so to say, are bothering HaKadosh Baruch Hu by our doing these mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us, so to say, to do these mitzvahs, so we're bothering him. What does it mean that we're bothering HaKadosh Baruch Hu? My Hayu Olai L'Torah, so Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Dayan, it's not enough, Lam L'Yisrael, that you Jewish people, Shechol Dun Fanai, you're sitting before me, but you're making me have to be Matriach myself, Elish Matriach in Osi Kaviyocho, you're causing me a hardship, Kaviyocho, Lay the Ezek Zera Kosho of Yalem. So now I have to figure out an appropriate quid pro quo punishment, to make sure that the punishment is appropriate for what you're doing, so you're troubling me, so to say, to have to now make up a punishment. It's bad enough you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, but now you're troubling me that I have to go and make up a special punishment for you. Then the Tisha B'Av Gufei, my Maftir, and what Maftir, what Haftorah do we have on Tisha B'Av? So Amar Rav, Rav says, Eicho HaYisol HaZona. We read from Yeshaya, from the same Haftorah, Chazon Yeshaya. So he says, we read that on Tisha B'Av as well. Mikra Mai, what is the laning for Tisha B'Av? So Tanya, within the Brisa, Achayim Omrim, the Achayim tell us, V'im lo sishmu li. If you don't listen to me, so then you'll be receiving Nebuch all these curses. Rabbi Nosef or Yosef Omer, Adonai Yenatsuni Yomazeh, how much longer will this nation, Klai Yisrael, go and anger at Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Yeshom, your mother say, Ad Mosai Lo Edo HaRoh Azos, how much longer will this evil community, this Edo HaRoh, continue to act in the way that they're acting? Now, none of these are the Halacha L'maisa, but this supports the idea that I mentioned before, that what the Gemara is doing here is just giving us examples sometimes of Inyana Diyoma Balav Dafka, this is the only way to do this. And Omar Abaye says, Hayidna, nowadays, later in time, it became the custom, Nog Alma, the Welt had the custom, L'mikre ki solid banim uvnei banim, as we know from Boaz Chanan. So that's the laning that we do on Tisha B'Av morning, and the Haftorah, Maftirin, Asof Asiseim Num Hashem. So that's the special Haftorah that is appropriate in Inyana Diyoma for Tisha B'Av. And we only read Chazon on the Shabbos. We don't read it again, like was suggested on Tisha B'Av as well. Then we continue. B'Mamados, we said B'Maisav Reishis Uchule. So on the Mamados, we read B'Maisav Reishis. How come? Minohani Mili. How do we know that? What is that connection over there? So I'm a Ravami. Molim Mamados. If it wasn't for the Mamados, so then Lo Niskayim Shemayim Va'aretz. So then there wouldn't be any existence of Shemayim Va'aretz. In other words, because of the Mamados, so to say, that establishes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and the world will continue to be in existence. Shenemar, im lo brisi yomu v'loyla, chukos shemayim v'aretz lo samti. If it wasn't for the bris, so this states that Hashem will not keep the world going. So what is that referring to? Uksiv, v'yom Hashem alokim, b'moedah ki roshenu. We have a famous conversation between Avram Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know? You show me Eretz Yisrael, you say that your children are going to inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. And he says, how do I know that they're going to inherit it? Now, we've mentioned this in the past. We just had this in Tainus. Some suggest that this was a kitrug against Avram Avinu. How come he didn't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But we see from our Gemara, this is another way to learn this, and that is Avram is the ultimate defense attorney for Klal Yisrael. He wants to guarantee that we're always going to have Eretz Yisrael, even when we have Nebuch no Beis HaMikdash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still be our God and will protect us. So, Vayomer Hashem Elokim. So, Avram says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Mo Eidah Kirshen, how do I know that my children will inherit the land? So, Amar Avram, Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Ravami is telling us over here is as follows, that Ribbono Shalom, Avram saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Mo Chas V'Sholom Yisrael Chodom Fenecha, maybe Klal Yisrael is going to sin against you, and Va'at Oselhem K'dor HaMabul K'dor HaFloga, and you're going to go take it out on them, like you did against the Dor HaMabul, that you destroyed the world with a flood, and the Dor HaFloga with the Tower of Babel, that so many people were destroyed, and they all the 70 languages, and there's a strong attack against the Dor HaFloga, so maybe you can do the same thing to Klal Yisrael one day when you get tired of us and our Averus, you're going to give us a Zetz. So I'm worried about that. How do I know my children will inherit the land? Maybe they'll do something that will make them not inherit the land. So So Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I'm a low love. No, that won't happen. But Avraham Avinu still persists. I'm a fun of Yom Shalom. But my da, how do I know? Give me a sign. Give me some sort of a sign that even if they sin, you're going to go and still give them the land. I'm a low. So that's the whole Brisbane Abbasarim, where Avraham Avinu is told to take animals to bring them as karbanos. So you see that the karbanos are the clue, proof over here that we will have the continued support and protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's great when we have a Beis HaMikdash. Teinach b'zman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That's great if we have a Beis HaMikdash. But Nebuch, B'avosin HaRav, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. B'zman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Nu, Mate, Aleim. What's going to happen to Jewish people? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, don't worry, Amalo. Kivar tikanti lem say their karbanos. The karbanos section of the davening. The davening part of the Sosenu. And when we go say the words of the karbanos, Kozman Shekarman, when we learn them and say them, Malani Aleim Kilu Makrivim Fonai Karban Umochani Al Kol Avonoseim. When you say them, even if you don't have a base of English to bring them, so just our saying, our reading of the karbanos, that's why it's so important to say them in the morning. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if we brought them. And in fact, Umochani Al Kol Avonoseim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for all of our sins. That's the Avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu. Mark continues and said, before we learn the Alocha, Betainis, Betanios, Berachos, Uklolos, they would lay on the Tanios the Tochacha, Vein Mafsikim Uklolos. You do not let have any interruptions when you're laying the Tochacha. Now, Minan Emili, how do we know that you're not allowed to interrupt during the Tochacha? So Amar Rebbechia Bergamdo Amar Ravasi, Rebbechia Bergamdo is in Ravasi, because the Pasuk says, the Amar Kura Musar Hashem Bini Altimos. When you get Tochacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so don't go and be unhappy with it. Don't find it that it's not to your liking. You should be thrilled that you're having this tochacha, and therefore you should become a better person. So this pasuk from Mishlei is telling us that if a person says, "No, I only get half the tochacha," and he stops in the middle, he's basically saying, "I don't want to hear the tochacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu." That's the opinion that Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda Amar Vasi says. Rish Lakish adds an additional reason. Rish Lakish Amar, and he says, Lafisha ain't omen baracha al paronius. Because now you're going to have a problem. If you stop in the middle, so you're plopping in the middle of the tochacha, so the next person's going to go make and get at the aliyah. He's going to have to make a bracha, and he's going to make a bracha on something that's not a good simon. It's a paronius. And therefore, we don't want to make a bracha on paronius. Ella hechiyavet. So then, how do you do this? So Tana. So we learn that you start off, as I mentioned before, kishu maskil. When you're starting off the tochacha, you don't start at the beginning of the tochacha. You start off a couple of pesukim beforehand. Maskil with pasuk lufneim. You start with the pasuk beforehand, which is not a negative idea, and it's a couple of pesukim beforehand. And kishu masayim. And when you finish off the tochacha, you don't conclude the very last words of the tochacha. Masayim a pasuk shalachreim. You go and conclude the reading on the positive note that's found in the pasuk afterwards. Bottom line is, you're not supposed to make any interruptions in the Tochacha. However, Abai says that's only for the Tochacha that we find in Bechukosai, in Parshas Vayikra, but not for the Tochacha that we find at the end of Sefer Dvarim. Amar Abai, Lo Shanu Ela B'Klol Shebetorus Kohanim. That's only for the Tochacha in Bechukosai. Abo Klolo Shebe Mishneh Torah, but in Dvarim, Mishneh Torah is always the repetition of the Torah, that's Dvarim, so Posek. In Parshas Kisavo, so then you are allowed to go and interrupt over there. How come? What's the distinction between the two tochos? My timer. So Gemara says, no, they're different types of tochcha. Halalu, the first tochcha in Bechukosai is Beloshin Rabim. Amuros, it was said in the plural form. And Umoshe, Mipiagvura Amor. And this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly saying, this is the tochcha. And Moshe Rabbeinu was basically just reporting the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halalu, however, the tochcha that we find at the end of Sefer Devarim, that's Beloshin Yochid. That was by Moshe Rabbeinu himself in the singular. Moshe Rabbeinu sort of say said it on his own. Now, of course, everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the way that it's phrased. So the first statement is Moshe Rabbeinu in Bechukosai, he's saying this is what Hashem said. And Etus is Moshe Rabbeinu in the Tochav Kisabo, is that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving his own Tochacha to the Klai Yisrael before leaving to the Olam HaEmes. Mark continues, it says Levi Barbuti. Levi Barbuti was one of them Arayim. Have a kokare umagam game kame de Rav Huna the Arure. So he was reading the Tochacha, the Arurim, and he was reading them. He was magam game. Rashi says kara osan bimrutz. He read them very, very rapidly. Ubekoshi, and he read them with difficulty. In other words, this is the way we read the Tochacha. We read it in a lower voice, and we read it a little bit more rapidly. And he read it in this fashion in front of Rav Huna. Amalo, Rav Huna said to him, so Rashi says, if you don't want to read it, so to say, stop reading it. a bekriyasin. You seem to not want to read it by the way that you're reading it, so let somebody else read it. You stop over here and let somebody else read it. So you see, this was in the tochacha of kisavo, and therefore it isn't something that you're not allowed to stop and have somebody else do this. Lo shanu, after all, he said, lo shanu ela klol shebetoros kohanim, only tochacha mekuchosai, you're not allowed to interrupt avo b'mishna Torah, but tochacha and kisavo, posik, you are allowed to in fact interrupt. Seemingly, Rav Huna is not happy with the way Levi Barbuti did it, but Levi Barbuti's way of laning is the minhag today that we lane it over here at the Merutza, we lane it quickly and we lane it a little bit more quietly. That's a commonly accepted custom. Tanya, we learn the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Ezra Tikin Lam Yisrael, Shiukorin Klolo Shibitoris Kohanim Kodem Atzeres. The way we set up the relaning of the parishes, which we said in Babel, was that they would lane it in a one-year cycle, and Aristotle laned it in a three-year cycle originally. So when Ezra set it up, the way the cycle was set up in Babel was that you korin klolo shebetoros kohanim, they would read the Tochacha in Bichukosai always before Shavuos, in a Shabbos before Shavuos, and they would lane the Tochacha in Kisavo, which is Mishnah Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, kodem Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. What was the purpose of these two arrangements? My timer. So Abai said it's very appropriate. Others say Vitem Rish Lakish, it was Rish Lakish who said it, Kadesh Tichle Hashanah, Vikilosa. So we should conclude the year and mention all the curses before we start the next year. And therefore, so to say, have the curses be ending along with the year. So Gemara says that works out great for Rosh Hashanah. Bishlam Moshe the Mishnah Torah will read Kisavo in Dvarim Ika Kidei Shetichle Shana V'Kilosel. Makes very good sense. The year's ending, so therefore we're going to start Rosh Hashanah. So finish off the curses of the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah. However, how does that help us by Shavuos? El Shavuos Kahanim Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. Is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah that we could say that we read the Tochacha Mechukosai before the end of the year, and now Shavuos comes, and boom, it's a new year. Is Shavuos a new year? We say, yeah, in yeah. Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah did not, because you learn the famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that there are Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim Ubatzeres Al Peiros Seila, and one of the ideas expressed over there is that Shavuos is the new year for the judgment of Peros Ilan, whether the fruits of that year will be successful or not. So therefore, there is a concept also of a new year at the bringing in of Shavuos, and therefore, better to say the Tochacha B'chukosai before Shavuos. Finally, Tanya, we learn another Braisa, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Im Yom L'chaz Zekenim Sesor V'lodim B'nei Sesor V'altim B'nei. If you have somebody coming along to you and telling you, let the skenim, it's better that the older people, the wiser people, to go and tell you to go and destroy, whereas the younger people are telling you, go and build, so then listen to the older people, and it's better to destroy. Their destruction will actually be a binyan. Sesor, destroy, but don't build, like the younger people say to do, because they're not as wizened, they're not as mature, and their binyan will actually be a destruction if the older, more wizened sages say that this is the time for destruction, so to say, and not binyan, so then listen to them. Sesor v'altiv neh. And we'll see in a moment why this is true. Mipnesha stiras sekein and binyan. Because the Gemara tells us that, in fact, when the older, wizened, mature Zekanim are telling you to go and destroy Sesor, their stira is actually a binyan. It's actually going to lead to an improvement in Chai Yisrael and a binyan. And likewise, ubinyan arim, when the younger, not mature, immature people are telling, oh, let's go build. So it actually will lead to a destruction. Binyan Narim, what the Narim think is going to be building, is actually going to lead to Stira. And how do we see this? Similar Dover, if you want an example of this. So the best similar of this is what happened with Rechavim ben Shlomo. Shlomo had a son, Rechavim, who took over after Shlomo was the Melech. So Rechavim became the king after him. Now Shlomo ruled with an iron hand, and he taxed the people very strongly, and everybody listened to Shlomo because he was Shlomo HaMelech. He took over afterwards, and people were weary of all the taxes under Shlomo HaMelech, and they thought that things would ease up. So the older people told Rechavim, the wise old Chachamim, they told Rechavim, that's taka, a good idea. Ease up a little bit, and this way the people will come to accept you as a benevolent, good king, and as a result, you'll be able to really strengthen your monarchy and not have all the fights that would occur if you even continued Shlomo HaMelech or made it even worse, made it even tougher. But the younger friends of Rechavim said, hey, now you're the king, go and tax them like crazy. So this way you'll have lots of money and you'll be able to do whatever you want. So increase the harshness and build more and build more. So what happened was that, unfortunately, Rechavim listened to younger people. There was ultimately destruction in Klai Yisrael as the kingdom split into the northern kingdom, Malchus, Yisrael with Yeravim ben Nevat, and Rechavim was left with just really Yehuda and parts of Binyamin, and the advice that he got from his younger colleagues to build actually turned out to be a destruction, whereas if he had listened to the older Zakenim and had cut back a little bit, had, so to say, Sisar, had destroyed, then it would have led to an ultimate Binyan. Now, tomorrow is the last daf in the Masechta. It's a relatively short daf. It's only one Amud. So this is a good break point for us to stop today. With this, we conclude the second to last share in this beautiful Masechta of Megillah.